Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Purdue got a win earlier today in the Big Ten tournament. Indiana plays a little later tonight in the Big Ten tournament against Nebraska, a game you can hear right here at 93 WIBC.
Exciting ending to that game last night against Penn State. That was a fun game to watch.
Awesome. And as for our tournament, Meltdown Madness, presented by Window Nation, we are getting closer and closer to the Elite Eight. So let's start with the final game of the first round yesterday.
Yes.
I think we all knew how this would play out, but we had the number 16 seed, the winner of the play-in game, Alec Baldwin, screaming at his young daughter.
You have insulted me. You don't have the brains or the decency. As a human being, I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old or 11 years old, or that you're a child, or that your mother is a thoughtless pain in the ass who doesn't care about what you do as far as I'm concerned. You have humiliated me for the last time with this phone. And when I come out there next week, I'm going to fly out there for the day just to straighten you out. So you better be ready Friday, the 20th, to meet with me. So I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are.
Oof.
It was brought to my attention earlier today by Rob and Casey, and I'd never really even thought about this. Like, of all the maniac crap you heard him saying right there, he was very, very calm. He wanted to make sure you knew the date. I'm going to get up there on Friday, the 20th, and straighten you out.
I didn't catch that.
He was very calm and cool. Wanted you to know what the date was. So that was the number 16 seed taking on the number one seed in this entire tournament. Picture it. It's the locker room. It's the Indiana Hoosiers, and they've underperformed. Ladies and gentlemen, the general.
I mean, if you're not going to recover Greg Graham, if you're just going to let him drive by you, if the rest of you are going to let him catch the ball outside the 3-second lane and drive all the way in here without one guy challenging him, then I'm leaving, and you f***ing guys will run till you can't even suffer. Now, hey, I'm tired of this shit. I'm sick and f***ing tired of an 8-10 record. I'm f***ing tired of losing to Purdue. Now, you may be, but I'm not.
Strong.
Incredible. I just...
That's the clip time, to beat.
I mean, I told Jerry Lopez yesterday he was filling in for you. I go, every time, I've heard that clip hundreds and hundreds of times over the years, and it just makes me smile. And we had, and I was explaining that we had Greg Graham on the show. He mentions Greg Graham by name.
Right.
In that show. If you're not going to recover Greg Graham... And remember we asked Greg Graham about that? And he said, yeah, it's just another day at the office for me. I didn't, you know.
Wasn't like, even the worst thing he's ever said.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Like, I'm looking at Greg Graham. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to go through that. And he's like, that's just another, that was an average Tuesday.
And we hear that a lot from IU players. Back when the coach used to work here, you see him sitting next to Bob Knight when he throws the chair.
Yes.
Right? He's sitting right there.
He's got his hands on his head.
Doesn't even faze him. And we've asked him about that a million times, and he was like, well, we see that in practice all the time. Nothing new. So, by a final score of 82.1% to 17.9%, moving on to the Elite Eight, it's the clip to beat, Bob Knight.
I'm not here to f*** around this week. Now, you may be.
One question. We had somebody tweeted us yesterday that was criticizing our seeding of the Alec Baldwin voicemail at number 16.
Okay, who was going to jump?
He didn't say. I didn't answer. But they were criticizing, basically saying that was a strong enough voicemail that meltdown, that should have been seeded higher.
Okay.
You think?
Look at the clips that we played.
Right.
who is that going to jump?
Yeah.
Like, I feel pretty strong. I took the seeding seriously.
Sure.
Like, there have been some upsets. I thought Howard Dean was going to advance.
Yes.
I thought that a diddly poo might advance. But I can't put Alec Baldwin, I can't put that clip above those. I mean, upsets happen in the tournament.
Yep.
A lot of teams are not happy with their seeding. It's part of having a bracket.
There it is.
So today, Elite Eight, round one.
Here we go, baby.
This was an upset in the first round.
Yeah.
The number 14 seed doing an interview with CBS's Gail King after multiple women, the majority of them underage, accused him of sexual abuse, sexual shenanigans of every variety. This is R. Kelly losing his mind.
Y'all killing me with this. I can't help 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it. What? Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
So that was R. Kelly on CBS. It is taking on the number six seed. This is going to be one that's tough to beat, too. Oklahoma State head football coach Mike Gundy, after a local reporter in the newspaper criticized one of his players.
If your child goes down the street and somebody makes fun of him because he dropped a pass in a pickup game or says he's fat,
that's why I don't read the newspaper, because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage, attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. That's all I got to say. Makes me want to puke.
Says he's fat. What's a better way to wrap up a conversation? That's Bob it. Knight saying, I'm not here to bleep around this week. Now you maybe, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Or makes me want to puke and just walk off.
Mic drop after makes me want to puke. Yeah, that's tough.
So,
oh, man, I don't know about this one.
Voting is live. The winner goes to the Final Four. At Twitter, at Hammer and Nigel, it's pinned to the top. You've got less than 20 hours to vote. Mike Gundy's I'm a Man, I'm 40, or R. Kelly's Y'all Killing Me! The Complete Meltdown.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
At Hammer and Nigel, Meltdown Madness is presented by Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, or windownation.com. Vote now at Hammer and Nigel.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.